forward to you. Send it to me from there.
Okay. Well, I'll do lots of posts on our website.
Okay.
Like the city council does.
Nice.
So. All right. We've got a quorum finally.
Yay.
One of each, one board, one community member, and one city council member. And we got a secretary, and then I'm here. So thank you guys for coming and taking part in tonight's meeting. I know last week was a little rough. So we got quorum today. So thank you. You got everybody already who's here. Roll call. So everybody had a time to review the agenda. If I can get a motion and a second for the agenda to approve.
I motion to approve.
A second.
Awesome. Thank you. I don't think we have public comments today.
Yeah.
Or ever. I'm not sure.
Rarely.
All right. So we'll go down to item five, presentations. Wellness Center events and programming updates. So I'll be doing that one. So we had a busy summer. Guys probably seen on Facebook and Instagram and everywhere else. So the events we had were the swim lessons, dive in theater, public swim, and our normal wellness center program, Zumba, chair exercise, lap swim, pound, yoga, cycling. The center has been, seems busy. There's always somebody working out. Our classes have good attendance. Our lap swims, it feels like there's always somebody in the pool all day. So we're excited. You know, things are getting back to normal, post-COVID stuff. So our future events happening or coming up, National Night Out, that's the event we do with PD. That's going to be August 1st at the Wellness Center. There'll be free swim, free food. We'll be providing music. We'll have information booths. And I believe they're going to be doing hamburgers for the food.
I believe so.
Or at least she was trying to push for hamburgers rather than hot dogs. let's change it up. and it's open to all ages, to the community. So it's sponsored by the Lindsay Public Safety, City of Lindsay, City Recreation, and then CHP out of Visalia, I believe.
That was at 6?
6 o'clock on August 1st, Tuesday night. And then we have Zoomathon coming up. We picked a date finally. It was September 30th. That's a Saturday. It'll be from, I got the wrong times on here. We changed everything this week, last minute. So what time was it again? It was 6.
I think it's going to be an hour and a half. So it was going to start at 6:45 and go to 8:15.
So all the funds that we raise at the Zoomathon, it's little fundraiser we're going to be doing probably a couple times a year. All the funds that we do collect will go to a special account for assisting families that can't afford either for swim lessons, a program that we offer for youth or seniors. That way we have something. We've been reaching out a lot to our service clubs. We just feel like we don't want to burn them out, keep asking for funds every time. This way we can actually have a little fundraiser in our department and have some funds to help with families in the community for wellness programs and plus rec too. So that will be September 30th at Sweetbriar Park or Plaza in downtown. So we're excited about that. We're hoping for a good turnout. It's going to be $10 pre-sale, $15 day of. And then if they're 17 and younger, it'll be $5. So hopefully good turnout for that. And then we'll have food truck takeover on October 14th. Here at the Wellness Center in the parking lot. And we'll have food trucks, beer garden provided by the chamber, and then live music. So I'm currently looking for a band. I emailed a couple of bands, so it's waiting to hear back. And then we'll have Floating Pumpkin Patch October 26th. Was she there?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, can you hear us?
Just getting on right now.
All right. So we'll have a Floating Pumpkin
Hello.
Patch. Hello. Hello, how are you?
Doing good.
Awesome, awesome. Glad you made it. We just got started.
Perfect.
So we're just going over events. So next future event will be Floating Pumpkin Patch on October 26th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. That will be a free event. We're going to see if we can get some sponsors for that event. I know last year we had the Chamber sponsor.
That's here in the pool, right?
Yeah. The carving. Yeah, the carving and stuff. So this year we're going to throw some pumpkins in the pool. Pumpkins do float. So we're going to do like a floating pumpkin patch. Plus we'll have pumpkins on the lawn area for the younger kids that don't want to get in the pool. So we're going to try that out. They'll be ages 12 and younger are free. And then 13 and older will be $5. If we have enough pumpkins and we don't have enough registered and people do show up, we're just going to do it for free. So we're going to see how that goes, but we are going to be reaching out probably next month for sponsorships for that event. We'll probably hit up some businesses. And I know we do have, Stephanie has a connection with a pumpkin patch that will donate, I think, up to 100 pumpkins. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. So that's what we're planning for. If we do have enough funds, then we're just going to do a free event for the whole community. So, and then get more pumpkins. So we'll see how that goes. And then all this information is pretty much attached flyers. For public swim numbers, either from last week, so we hit over 2,000 participants in public swim since we've been open June 15th. So within a month, we served over 2,000 people. So that's not too shabby. For lessons, I did the final numbers yesterday. We did 200 kids. So this summer, we hit exactly 200. So we're excited about that. Hopefully next year we'll hit a larger number. We're going to tweak a couple of things to make it better. So, but this year we did hit 200 kids for swim lessons. Then kind of talked about Dive-In Theater. We had a good attendance. We hit, I want to say it was about 400, 450. Participants on the Dive-In Theater. So that was good number for us, we thought, for three days, three movies. What else? Swim lessons we talked about. So all these flyers are in your packet. I did throw in there the vendor packet for the food trucks, so that way everybody kind of check it out, review it. If there's anything you guys see that needs to be tweaked or changed or any typos, let me know. Those will be going out next week to the vendors that have reached out already for the food truck at the Wellness Center and then the app. And then there is a mock-up flyer for the pumpkin patch or floating pumpkin patch. And that is my report for special events and programming. Any questions? Nothing?
I just love how creative you guys are getting with the different events. So it's awesome to see that.
Oh yeah. We're thinking every day, Stephanie and I are just thinking about different things, what we can and can't do. But thank you. Yeah, we're excited. We're like I told Stephanie, let's just try. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, then we know it doesn't. So we're excited. So there'll be a lot more coming after fall, I guess you can say. Wintertime, we got some stuff. We're talking about, so in October we'll go over the winter activities. All right, so next item, wellness center membership update, and Stephanie will first go over that with you guys.
Okay, so this membership update was compiled prior to our meeting date of July 17th. So these numbers are probably actually a little bit different because we're adding members every single day. We're adding new members. We're adding people who maybe canceled their membership or haven't returned even since pre-COVID. So we're constantly adding people into our system that are both brand new members and returning. So membership packages sold between the beginning, January 1st of this year and July 13th shows that we have sold a total of 156 membership packages, which is great. This includes 58 month-to-month memberships, meaning there's no contract. 12 paid in full memberships, meaning they pay the full year up front, which is a no-brainer for us. It's just the full year, which means we don't have to do anything on our end. We've got a full year membership paid already. And then 41 recurring, that means a one-year contract. They're put on a payment plan and they pay month to month. It comes out automatically. 36 silver sneakers and 6 renew active. Now, I know for a fact that this 36 silver sneakers, that has grown. I think we added like 6 new silver sneakers in the last week and a half. So that's even bigger. And then 6 renew active. And again, these are partnerships with 2 programs that pay for through a supplemental insurance that pays for their membership. So we add them into our system. We make sure that they're enrolled in the portal through our partner, and then we bill them at the end of the month or at the beginning of the month for the month previous. And so then we get paid for those people. And some of them are by how many times they come. So they get, you know, to get the max benefit, they have to attend 6 times or come in and check in at least 8 times throughout the month. A couple of our partnerships now are actually, if they check in once, they give us their membership total. So that's great. Again, it's a great partnership to have because it benefits our community. This provides free memberships for, you know, seniors and people who might not, maybe they're on a fixed income and they may not have otherwise been able to afford a gym membership. And so this is great. And our programs are really picking up. I know yoga, we have quite a bit. At this time last year, I don't think we had a yoga class on the schedule, and now we have it several times throughout the week. Liz is great. We get a lot of people coming in and saying really great things about her classes. And that really speaks to bringing some of our members that we haven't seen in several years coming back to attend yoga. So again, we are currently sitting at the highest membership count.
Stephanie?
Uh-huh.
Can I say something?
Sure.
So I snuck in the yoga class last week on Thursday morning for the first time with Liz. And wow, let me tell you, I will not make fun of any pose at all, because I was like, that's what we're doing. Like, give me a minute. It was intense for me because I couldn't hold it for the minute, right? So, but I definitely, it made me, and this is being like very honest, like it made me want to get a membership at the Wellness Center just to go to Liz's class 3 days a week, you know, to fit it in my schedule, because it's something new, it's something different. And I mean, I actually got to speak to another member that has gone there frequently. And she, I don't know if you guys remember, but growing up in Lindsay, she was the cafeteria lady. I called her the cafeteria lady. I think her name is Mary, to be honest, Garcia.
Maria Garcia,
yeah. So she also knows my parents. And so it was nice. She's like, in Spanish, she was letting me know that the yoga class really saved her life because, you know, her body was deteriorating and she finally found something that worked for her. And I mean, I was right next to her and woof, let me tell you, that woman can hold a pose. She's like, quédate, si puede, si puede. She was cheering me on. That was awesome. It should be the other way around, but I think it was really, really great. And that's why I chatted that question, you know, can we get the application like sent to us via email? Or do I have to make time to go in, you know, to do that. But I would love to definitely now, after going to Liz's class, go more often. And so I don't want to pay $5 every time. So I'd rather just have the membership.
We do have the forum online. We just added it this morning. I thought it was on there, but it wasn't. So we added it this morning.
Is it the waiver or the membership form?
Do we have both?
I don't think we have the membership.
Maybe we just put the waiver on there. I'm not sure.
But that doesn't mean we can't put the membership form on there. So maybe that's something we can work on.
Yeah, we can tomorrow. Do that tomorrow for sure.
Yeah.
And to go off of the memberships, I've been keeping track of the budget, how much we're bringing in. I was telling Stephanie we had projected 60,000, and actually the number was about 95,000. Oh, wow. So we're over 35,000 in our revenue. Right. So, Seth's been doing pretty good.
That's great.
I'm not getting credit because I wasn't here, but Stephanie and
Kurt. I'm going to because I've been working hard.
I've been telling her, dang, like we're over 30, like right now, because we're not in a new financial year. I checked, I think it was last week or week before, and it was like 110,000.
Yeah. That's great.
So that's a good number to be bringing in extra. And I feel like in every category, I feel like we've been bringing in a lot more than in the past.
Yes.
And that's a good thing. The more money we bring in, the more money we can spend on more things in the community and in the wellness center. So just wanted to share that with you guys.
Any questions about memberships? Again, it's all good news. Everything's growing. If you are here during any of our peak times, or even not even our peak times, even just during the midday, during historically the slowest month for gyms ever, which is July, you'll see that the members are, you know, there's always somebody utilizing the gym. And there's, you know, if you come at a peak time, you've got to come and try to get a treadmill or one of the stair climbers, because people, you know, are using them. And that's great. This is something that is a great problem to have. If somebody's like, oh, you know, I've got to wait my turn, that's good, because we've gone historically in the past, so we've had, you know, an empty gym a lot of times, a big part of the day. And, you know, it's good that we're finally getting all of our stuff in use and our community's utilizing our facility.
And I think the big thing is the lobby, how it's changed, the facility alone, appearance, it looks a lot cleaner. From what I heard from other people and clients, that it's a lot cleaner, brighter, and everything else. So they enjoy coming. I feel like every time I'm downstairs for something, there's somebody asking how to join, or how do I be part of this program or this class, swim lesson. There's always somebody at the front desk asking about something or checking in. So that's a good sign. People are here all day, every day.
Can I add something right now? When you said swim lessons, I know that, I mean, it's awesome. I had a lot of, a few family members, young family members participate in the swim lessons, but we just had our closing skimmers meeting yesterday, I think. And what we did is we surveyed the parents after the season was over. And one of their requests to us was if we could have like swim lessons before the skimmer season begins, because in order for the kids to be able to participate in skimmers, they have to be able to swim across the pool, you know, be able to do a lap. Mm-hmm. And so this year we started our season a little later than usual, so we didn't offer like practice opportunities. It was like, come, if you can swim across the lap, you're good to register. Yeah. So the feedback was, if there could be some type of opportunity, and parents even said like, we're willing to pay. Cause that was like another one of our concerns, is like, well, we don't have the coaches or the finances to pay additional monies to coaches. And parents were saying that they were willing to pay. So kind of like what you guys did with the swim lessons, but before, I don't know, just something to consider, cause there's interest.
You guys start in April, usually?
This year we started in May, but typically April.
Okay. Steph and I can brainstorm. We're good at that. And maybe a month before or so, maybe do kind of like get ready for skimmers, or and do like a kind of like we'll train them before the season just for them to learn, kind of like a swim lesson, but make it more exciting, more appealing. Like, oh man, they're going to train me to be a skimmer, you know?
Right. If we could have a skimmers, like a pre-skimmers camp or something like that for a week or two, where we plan to have these, you know, little training camps so that, you know, they can get stronger, get prepared for the swim test and for, you know, practice all of the strokes, different things that maybe we can do something beforehand.
At least get them started and swimming across the pool.
Exactly.
Yeah. As long as they can make it across the pool. Cause we had like siblings that like just didn't make it cause they, you know, halfway through, like they were too tired or maybe scared. So just those additional opportunities, that would be great.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely can think about that. That helps us bring an extra rep.
Just to echo what everybody was saying, that Stephanie and Laura, I think that's something too that would be great to think about in the near future. I have been approached, you know, by some parents as well. They are part of the skimmers community, but of having something for kids that are much younger to prepare them for it. There's other communities that are already doing it. So, you know, it's not something that has to be reinvented, but just maybe even just asked how the process is on that or their experience.
Sure. Awesome. Any other questions on memberships? None? All right, we'll move on to Wellness Center Facility Improvements, Capital Outlay Projects Update. So I'm excited for this one. So we talked in the past, I'm not sure, at the last meeting we talked, or maybe we didn't. I know at the hospital board level I did regarding being under budget on the HVAC system. I went last week to the board requesting to reallocate some funds that were under budget. So I requested, it's going to be on the agenda next month, of $100,000 total. I did get some numbers back for the ADA door, so that number might change, but we'll keep it there. So first project I requested with the bird netting around the facility. If you guys can see. Noticed after the storm and the craziness, the netting came down. I met with a company, Clean and Shine out of Isalia, I want to say. They're the only company that contacted me back, did a walkthrough. So they'll most likely get the bid since they're the only ones that responded and offered their help. And their bid was about, or their quote was about 20,000. So I'm requesting 22 just in case, you know, inflation, everything has gone up. So that's one project. And you'll notice in your packet photos of the building with the netting down and bird feces, you could say. And today I haven't cleaned them up yet because they're on the roof. I have to get on there. We're having, I'm not sure if it's the weather or what's going on. Pigeons. There, I found two dead pigeons today.
You did?
Yes. Oh, so one on top and one on the gutter over here. So I'm not sure if it's the heat and that's killing them. So we need the netting up to keep them out. So that's one project. 88 doors, and that's gonna be the front door of the facility, the back door, and then upstairs. For those three doors, I put 27,000 because I had no idea what the price is going to be. The quote came in today from our electrician, Mario, a little bit over 7,000. So right there alone, we're going to be saving about 20,000. And then last thing, pickleball courts. I put in there and there is a rendering of courts. And that's on the second deck of the aquatic center outside. And I met with QK, and they said 50,000 would be a comfortable price they would recommend asking for. We do have the concrete already. We already have the shade. We have lighting. That alone saves us $100,000 on the project. So to resurface the concrete, to paint the concrete, to get the netting around the open area on the park side. We're not sure yet if we're going to put netting on the pool side just because it's there's about 12 feet gap. So we're not sure if it needs to be. So we're going to, once we get this out to bid, we'll have poly companies come out and let us know yes or no, what they feel like would be appropriate or would work and wouldn't work. And then benches and netting. So those are the three projects, and I have all three photos in the packet, especially the pickleball rendering. I'm a more visual guy. So I had somebody create this for me on Upwork. We contracted somebody to get the work done for us. I think they did an amazing job. Kind of gives you the full picture. And the benches, I picked the kind of backless benches. That way you can sit on either side. So if you're walking, doing laps, and you want to sit, you can sit and face the pool. If you're playing pickleball, you can sit and watch them play pickleball.
I like that.
So that's what one of the ideas. And then they would add another railing to separate the courts so the balls don't go into each other's courts. So the railing, I was hoping it would match the railing we already have out there. So, but this is just a rendering. It, you know, things may change. So if you guys have any feedback on that, once we do get the funding for this and we're all set, we'll blow this up to a poster size and post it in the lobby and probably put, you know, coming
soon or something.
Coming soon or spring 2024 or summer 2024. And just kind of get the word out there. I'm not sure if we need to have like a community meeting regarding the pickleball courts. I know everybody I've spoken to, especially the sports athletic director with the school, he is super excited about this. He's seen this on my desk when we met with him.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is what I want for the high school. So he's excited. So I told him we'll be able to rent it out. So bring some extra revenue. Hopefully this will increase memberships for the facility. Pro PT is excited about the big ball courts. So everybody in the facility at least are excited.
Yeah.
No negative feedback. So hopefully everything goes smooth and we have big ball courts. So we'll start with two. And if it's popular, maybe the city will build some more in the park. But it's kind of like a test run and see how it goes. But I think it's going to be huge for our community. So excited. So any questions on the projects? Anything you guys want to add? No? All right. Perfect. All right. So next, item six. The set calendar, so we have here are the minutes. You guys have reviewed the minutes. I also need a second, a first and a second for the approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Thank you. And there's no action items. And number eight, discussion items. Anything you guys want to discuss? Or if you want to request for future items, we'll throw in number nine in there too. I know Yvette had wanted to possibly change the time of the meetings. If 6 o'clock works best for everybody rather than 5:30, that would get everybody at least that extra 30 minutes to get here. Do you want to add that to the action items?
I'm not opposed to that. That
for six, changing it to six.
Yeah,
works for me too.
It works for me as well.
Yeah.
And then I know, possibly, are you guys good with quarterly? If you guys want to go back to monthly,
can we go back to monthly?
We can put on action items or discuss the next meeting. Most need most Maybe want to second it to put it on the
agenda. You want us to move? You want us to motion for it?
To get
I kind of like quarterly, but I don't know if that slows down like any of the work that you guys do at the Wellness Center.
Is it better for you guys to do quarterly, or you guys let us know?
I think it could work quarterly. I don't mind it. This would be our first kind of our trial run, because this was our first quarterly meeting that we actually met. I mean, I honestly feel like it works well, or it could work well. That way we have a bulk of items to bring to you. But
we can always have special meetings too. If there's something that needs to be voted on or discussed or action items, we can always have a special meeting. And the only thing I can have on there is an action item to make it quicker for you guys. And it can be on Zoom. It doesn't have to be in person for these special meetings also. So it's up to you guys.
We're going to try what I'm hearing you guys say. We're going to try, just for clarification, quarterly at 6 p.m., right?
Yeah, so that will be on the action items for next meeting in October. I'm not sure if you guys want to add to change it back to monthly, or if you guys are okay with quarterly. Quarterly works probably best for us, just because we have, especially summer, we just have so much in the summer. But it's up to you guys. You guys want to meet monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly. Like I said, if we have something that needs some attention or action on, we can have a special meeting. Or if there's something that anybody on the committee has that needs to take action, if it's not us, if it's you guys, we do that too.
Like I said, I'm good with quarterly, and if something comes up, we have that availability of the special meeting. So I think that flexibility
is there. And I'll still send out the monthly updates I've been doing of just kind of what's going on, upcoming events, if there's any special events or anything coming up, I'll let you guys know. Like I said, summertime is probably just busy. After summer, it kind of slows down a little bit. So there's really not that much to report monthly. So that's just our 2 cents, but.
I think that works well. The monthly updates that Armando sends out, obviously will keep everybody in the loop. Of course, anything that's gonna come up at hospital board or council meetings, you guys are gonna see as well. But going off of those monthly updates, if anybody wants to, reply or respond and say, hey, I'd like to hear more about this, would we be able to, call a special meeting? You guys are welcome to jump in and request one as well.
If you have any question anytime, you guys can always call us, email us, or just swing by too. Our doors is really always open.
Literally
always open. I'm one of those guys that have the open door policy. I hate having my door closed.
Sounds good.
So I'll add the change to 6 p.m. on our next meeting. We'll still meet probably at 5:30, because that we haven't voted on to change it. But for some reason, we need to change to 6 next meeting, just because it works for everybody for some reason. I'll let everybody know, but we'll definitely just vote on it, just that way it's in the records that we voted and changed it to 6. And then I'll let Francesca know. Francesca know at City Hall, and that way she can make the change on her end too. That way we don't break any rules or laws and get in trouble. So, all right. Any other requests for future items besides the time change for action items? And I should have an update. I'll have an update next month on with the hospital board. If they approve or deny the request, so I'll send that to everybody. Once they approve, I'll be reaching out to QK. But I believe they have an example of an RFP for pickleball courts, and they're willing to help. So, and since it's under 50,000, we don't have we see three bids, but we don't really need to go out for, I guess, you get, well, how she say it? City clerk, I think she said request for proposal, not RFP. Request, well, RFP, but doesn't have to be so like lengthy, I guess. Like an RFP can be like a one job scope page of what we want, since it's under 50,000. So if it was over 50,000 or 100,000, then we'll have to go out RFP. Yeah. So it's a little confusing, but it works better on our end. It gets the job done a lot quicker. And I'll be presenting all this stuff to City Council on August 8th, pretty much all the summer programs, recap, Wellness Center memberships that Stephanie went over, and then the projects. And then once we get the funding, we get the bids in, of course, I'll let the hospital board know. I'll go to City Council and let them know and go from there. But I'll definitely keep you guys in the loop.
Thank you, Armando. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
And our next meeting will be October 23rd.
23rd.
5:30.
Yeah. All righty. So awesome. Well, thank you. Good quick meeting.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Wham, bam. Thank you. Yeah.
That was a great meeting.